And we are heading to Levin now. And if you're one of the 15,000 odd people driving through the North Island town on Saturday, you are in for a treat. Don't just drive through, you've got to stop, because final preparations are underway for the 8th Levin Music Festival. The main strip through the small centre will be jam-packed with musical acts, from ukulele groups right through to interactive drum sets. And the organiser, Paul King, joins me now. Kia ora, Paul.
Kia ora.
Hey, this sounds pretty exciting.
It's totally exciting.
Totally exciting. So it's been running for 8 years, yeah?
Absolutely.
So what made you decide to hold a festival, a music festival in the town?
Well, it's actually my wife, Heavenly. We've been in a store there for 15 years and she just came up with the idea one day. She said, let's do something for the community. Let's get the artists out in the streets and have some fun.
So is it more than just musical acts, or is it, tell us who's going to be there and what we're going to see.
Well, obviously there's going to be, solo performers, original artists. There's going to be even a little kids, Maori performance group is going to be performing. We've got plenty of bands from rock to folk to country. It's a real smorgasbord of different styles of music. In the past we've had kapa haka. We try to make it a bit more community based. Anybody's welcome if they perform. They come in and have some fun.
It sounds great. Is Levin a town with a big sort of musical base and a lot of talent?
It's huge. The store, we've been there. We're probably one of the smallest towns with the biggest music store in the country. We've got there's so many, I think it's about four or five ukulele groups in themselves. There's country clubs. We've had alternative entertainment breweries. We've got jam nights in town. It's a pretty happening little music hub.
So did you say you owned a store in Levin?
Yeah, my wife and I own King Sound Centre in Levin.
Right.
It's a music store. We've been selling instruments out of there. For the last 15 years, we've been building it and growing it. It's been great. It's a great success. Survived all of COVID and that, and onwards and upwards. But the only time we stopped the festival was obviously during COVID. That's what put a halt to it. But now we're back into it.
Oh, that's great. Of course, COVID ruined a lot of festivals, and no one got out and did anything. Tell us about. Are you a musician yourself, Paul?
Yes, we're both musicians. I'm obviously I play most instruments, not possibly a master of none, but I probably more of a drummer is my primary instrument of choice. But I'll play, I'll sing, I'll do anything that's required of me on a jam night. I'll get in there.
Great. What about your wife?
Oh, she's fantastic. She's a bass player. She plays ukulele. She's a great vocalist, a songwriter. She's a bit of a whole package.
And how many? I mean, how much has the festival grown since you first started?
Oh, immensely. The first festival we put on in 2014 was just pretty much outside our shop for a day, and we invited a whole lot of musicians down, and we made a big day of it. And then from there, it went to about three locations. Then it grew to four, then to five, then to about 10. At one point, we're doing about 13 locations around town. But probably almost too much for us to kind of coordinate for a whole day. It's a huge event. Like even this one's got about 250 artists performing.
Gosh,
there's 10 stages. 10 stages. Each stage usually has the acts on for about 20 minutes. So we try to have it so there's an act will play, and then another act will come on, then another act will come on. And the original idea was so that if you started at one stage and you walked around the town, by the time you got back, there'd be another act playing at that stage you were at the start. So it's a great setup.
Yeah. Why did you decide to hold it in winter rather than, summer when I'd expect you'd have a bit more through traffic?
Yeah, we would ask that. Why don't we put on in summer? But we believe that the New Zealand Music Month is we're being musicians and loving New Zealand music, we always thought that to combine it with that was a nice way to... In the middle of winter, it's darker, quicker, quieter. There's not too much happening, and we thought this might be a little spark of light in the middle of winter.
Yeah, of course. And are there any standout acts that you're really looking forward to seeing?
I'm looking forward. There's a group of young guys that comes from the Otaki area, like a young kind of band. They play before each year. They like real talent. This is pure talent. We also got a jazz act on. It's some really great. Like these are probably national recognised musicians, and there's a lot of people in Levin that come from out of town that have moved here and are fantastic players. And I can give a shout out to this. I don't want to shout out too many, but there's plenty of different people you can see. They're all talented, and we're seeing every act is worth seeing.
It sounds amazing. It must be such a big deal for the town too.
Yeah, we've got a lot of support this year. Normally we'd go to Creative New Zealand and they'd help us out with some advertising revenue, but this year we didn't go to them. We got the local council came on board and they've helped us out with the advertising. Everybody's got put their hands in, lots of volunteers, and we're going to push through all the spot. We've got a lot of sponsors too, all the big name brands. We've got Casio have given us a keyboard to give away. Ibanez, a beautiful electric guitar. Court, a lovely acoustic guitar. We've got some Martin & Co. products. We've got all sorts of things to give away on the day. And, of course, a lot of them we're going to give to pretty much a draw for the people performing to thank them to coming along, because they all do it voluntarily, give up their time, and they all practice and work hard at it to come along. And of course, we've got prizes for the ukuleles, et cetera, for Mahalo, for the public, and a bunch of other stuff for the public too that are just watching.
Sounds amazing. And so for anyone listening who wants to come and have a look, it's in the main street, is it? What time does it kick off?
Oh, it's all over town. So it's
all
in the
over
main
town.
Street, but it's in the Te Takiri, which is like the community hub library. It's even outside New World. We've got it down. There's a place called Caffeinator down the end of town, which is they go all out with a barbecue, and they've got about 7 or 8 actors playing down there. A few other shops, Sponge Kitchen, the Cloud Nine. There's a bunch of it's all over the place. it's a great way to come in. There's programs available at King Sound Centre Facebook page. They're also available tomorrow. Like hard copies will be at the shop at King Sound Centre, also Caffeinate, and also at Te Takiri. There'll be a hard copy of your programs to get, and also come out in the local newspaper too on Friday.
Fabulous. Wonderful. Oh, look, well, wishing you all the best, Paul. I hope it goes well. The Levin Music Festival, it is the 8th year it has been held. All the best, and I hope the weather. What's the forecast for, Paul?
Oh, it's all fine weather. It's fantastic. It's going to be a great day.
Terrific. Excellent. Well, you have a great time. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. All the best. Cheers.